Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. Mama said that. Mama said that this is sports movie review. Lights, camera, action. We are back. Welcome to 4th and Flicks, your sports movie review podcast. After the confetti falls and the Super Bowl trophy has been won, your fantasy football podcast morphs into your sports movie review super show. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. This is 4th and Flicks. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? You heard it. 4th and Flicks, baby. We in for some movie reviews, sports movie reviews, having a good time. You know, season's over. We're here. We're still here for you. You know, got some content putting out there, and we're going to have a good time with it.
That's right, buddy. And we've also got some high-quality H2O, my friend.
That's right. That's right.
And that means that the movie is The Waterboy, a cult classic, Trey, one of my faves. Released in 1998, directed by Frank Caracci. Probably messed that up, by the way. Grossed $190 million at the box office. Rotten Tomatoes score of 33%. Starring, of course, Adam Sandler, Kathy Bates, Henry Winkler, and a bunch of people. I won awards. 1999 Blockbuster Entertainment Award. If you guys don't know what Blockbuster is, it's, you know, how we used to actually watch movies back in the day before Netflix came along.
That's right.
Yes, sir. And a Kids' Choice Award for Best Actor, Adam Sandler. And then a Razzie for Worst Actor, also Adam Sandler there. A quick synopsis of the film. Raised by his overprotective mother, Helen, Bobby Boucher Jr. is the water boy for a successful college football team coached by Red Bowieu. When Bowieu fires Bobby, he takes up the same position for the losing rival team led by an aspiring coach, Klein. After witnessing Bobby beat up a player who teased him too much, Klein adds him to the roster as a linebacker. Soon, Klein's players are championship contenders, Trey.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Bobby really turned that team around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let's jump right into it, buddy. First watch of the movie. Can you remember the first time you ever seen this movie?
Yeah, man. You know, I was thinking about it and I was trying to think back. You know, I was pretty young when this movie came out. But I can kind of remember the first time I watched it. I was watching it with my dad, you know. And the thing that struck me when I was thinking about it is that I found it funny as a kid, you know what I mean? So this is one of those movies that, you know, aside from a couple spots, language here and there, it's hilarious for any age, you know what I mean? You could be 50 and love this show. You could be 8 and love this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. My first time watching it, I mean, it wasn't super exciting. When I literally sit and think about it, man, I was sitting in a crappy trailer park. It was daytime outside. There wasn't anything exciting about it, but I just remember being enamored by this movie, man. I felt like, you know, I had seen Billy Madison. I had seen Happy Gilmore. I was obsessed with those movies, and it was just, you know, Adam Sandler's next one, and I was so excited to watch it, you know?
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Yeah, like I said, you know, it's been a while since the movie came out, but I mean, I can definitely tell you, you know, probably the last 10 times I've watched it, because I've seen it 100 times.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. On a rewatch, though, it was fun to watch it through the eyes of, you know, how would you say, like a movie reviewer, I guess. Yeah, you could say, yeah. You know, just to kind of try to see some of the things that you weren't probably paying attention to before, you know?
Yeah, really listening to every word, getting down to the nitty gritty parts. And honestly, I found it even more funny doing that. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, you know, the holes, I couldn't find them.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's see here. Your personal favorite scene of the movie, Trey, what do you got for us?
Yeah, man. So my personal favorite, and this is, you know, straight from me, it has to be dinner with Coach Klein and Mama. Okay. You know, when Coach Klein comes out and he's like, what part would you say I was eating of this snake?
Frankly, a snake don't have parts, but if I had to call it anything, I'd say it was his knee.
Oh, his knee. Right. that gets me every time, man.
Yeah. Honestly, bro, that's what I wrote down for my favorite scene too, man. Yeah. Sitting down at the table, man. What's for dessert? Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yeah, man. That whole scene was great. I mean, even from the part of him walking out, you know, he's, you know.
Roy Orbison.
Exactly. You know, when I was your age, my mom told me not to get a tattoo of Roy Orbison.
But what mama don't know won't hurt.
Exactly. The crazy part is if you're watching it, though, like, he just says, you know, when I was your age, mom told me not to get a tattoo of Roy Orbison. Then he gets up. He stands up and he walks away. He walks the door. So Bobby's probably thinking like, okay. You know what I mean? But then the look on his face too, when he looks back and he goes, I trust you'll make the right decision.
Yeah. And you know, it had to be an ass tat because where else would mama not see it? You know what I mean?
And I don't know if you noticed, but that was not Henry Winkler's ass. That was a young ass. Pardon me for knowing the difference, but that was a young person's ass. That was definitely not Henry Winkler's ass. You know, I know he was a little younger, but
I'm not gonna lie to you, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. Hey, Cody popping in saying foosball's the devil.
The devil.
Everything's the devil to you, Cody. Good stuff. It's funny, bro, when we're thinking about our favorite scene, how we both went to that scene.
Yeah, man. I mean, as soon as it came on, I was like, oh, this is it mm-hmm. right here.
Yeah.
Gives me.
All right. Most iconic scene, like the scene that, you know, feels like it lives in infamy.
Yeah, so I've got a couple here. It was kind of hard to decide between these, but just to start, the first one off the top of my head that I've seen on TikTok clips and people talk about, and it's the classroom scene, the medulla oblongata. No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong. Mama's right.
The class is like, ooh. I don't know if you know that, but that movie was actually filmed in Florida, and I believe that college campus was in Jacksonville, and the students in the class were actually students of the school. I read that somewhere, so that's pretty cool to know, man. Like, they got to just be extras in the film, you know?
Yeah, and you know, it kind of that whole scene about the medulla oblongata. It, you know, when you really think about it, it leads up to him standing up to his mama. You know what I mean? Because he's like, alligators are angry because of their medulla oblongata, mama, and I want to play football.
I like Vicky. She likes me back. Yeah, dude, that's great. Let's hear what mama has to say on the subject. It's so quotable. That movie is so quotable, man. Like, as I was watching it again on a rewatch, I just kept thinking of all the different lines, you know, that just, like, I've literally said to people. Like, it's funny, we were talking, that was our favorite scene of them sitting down eating. Me and you literally would joke back and forth about the snake part, you know?
Oh, yeah.
His knee. That just gets me every time, bro. But, okay, so most iconic scene to me, I think, is probably when he's, like, trying to get Bobby to release it, you know, the tackling fuel, mm-hmm. that whole part where he's just like, he's like, pretend that this guy is, you know, do what Captain Insano does to the bad guy. Yeah, pretend. Tackling fuel. Yeah. And then he like lines up and he just pokes him in the eyes like, he poked me in the eye.
Captain Insano showed no mercy.
yeah, exactly. But yeah, I feel like that was like a very iconic scene, you know, when he finally lets go of the, you know what I mean, and hits him, dude.
Yeah, lays him out.
You're like, damn, he killed him. Farmer Frank.
I like that one. I like that one too. But there is a scene that specifically when I watch this movie that really makes me, you know, kind of almost get the butterflies inside. You know what I mean? It really gets you hype and excited. And that is halftime at the Bourbon Bowl, baby. Okay. When they get the, Vicky gets the, fan boat all tuned up and they fly mm-hmm. right into the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all in there and they're all talking about him. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. they're getting their ass kicked and they're like, you know, remember when Bobby did this? Remember when Bobby did that?
You remember when Bobby caught an interception and he ran for the touchdown bare-assed?
and then Bobby Boucher comes in. Remember when Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime and took the Mud Dogs to the one Bourbon Bowl, do you?
Yeah. And they all, yeah.
That, I mean, that scene, just like, you just feel it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, Bobby's back, baby.
Yeah. And then that, you know, Mama sees the crowd and sees the love that the people actually have for him. And she's just like, foosball is not for the devil. It's for my bubby.
There you go. Exactly. That's a good scene, man.
It is. It is a good scene. I also like, I mean, since we're talking about that scene, about how when the dude's interviewing Vicky Valancourt, right?
Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah.
The Mud
oh,
Dog's yeah. going to win 30-27.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, where'd you come up with a guess like that? It's not a guess.
It's what it's going to be. You see Mama in the background just dancing. And yeah, it's a good one, bro. Good.
And then they even like a little bit later when the score is like 27-24 or something like that. Mm-hmm. She like looks over at him.
And he's like, whoa, ain't no guess. It's what it's going to be.
That's right.
Oh, country girl, bro. Country. Something you might not have realized is she has a tattoo on her shoulder, mm-hmm. Vicky Valancourt. It's an upside down triangle. That's actually the Wiccan sign for water.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's like they're meant to be together, bro.
Yeah. 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 That's awesome.
Even though he's got stinky feet and pisses his sheets, right?
That's right. That's right.
Excuse me, ladies. I'm going to go kill myself now.
One more. Well, I got one more iconic scene just to talk about because you were quoting it before the show. And it's the pep rally, you know, before the Bourbon Bowl, when Coach Boyu shows up and he's like got the fake transcript, and then the "You Can Do It" guy shows up. You know, yeah. He's all there in the crowd, and Vicky Valancourt gets arrested. And I, my favorite part of that whole scene is when Coach Boyu says, "Officer, take her little country ass out of here."
yeah, dude. Yeah, that. Accent he's got, bro. It just makes everything he says interesting and funny. You know, it's just it's funny
and almost intimidating a little bit. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like you feel it. You feel what Coach Klein feels on the other side of the field.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fortnite Gaming popping in saying, "Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up? What's up?
Hit that like button for us, my friend. Do it for you boys, man." Talking about the Water Boy here, Fourth and Flicks, your sports movie review podcast. Guys, don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to us, man. We're doing movies this entire off season. We're going sports movie crazy. So this is just the first of many. So hit that subscribe button and the like, man. Appreciate the love.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right, so okay, so let's get kind of more into the nowadays. Okay, what's aged the best? You know, what scene aged the best for you? Meaning, like that movie was in '98. Now it's 2024. What do you feel like still makes sense then that does now?
Yeah, man, I got a couple of them here. I mean, first off, right off the top, is Ride or Die Girlfriends. I mean, Vicky Valancourt, bro, she rode for Bobby Boucher, and that's what I still want to this day. That's what I got. You know what I'm saying? You know, I want a Vicky Valancourt, you know, ride for me, girl.
You want me to kill them?
Yeah, exactly, bro. That aged well.
Yeah, it did. It did. I think, you know, the classic, you know, football game in a movie, slow-mo at the end for the finish. I mean, that aged well. They still do that from here on out, yeah. You know, all that. I think that definitely aged well. You kind of expect it in any sports movie. You know, you're at the very end, you know, it's kind of the conclusion. It's the last play. Hit the slow-mo, you know? Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da,
da. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You got to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Another one I got is giving your kids the freedom to make their own decisions. I mean, I think that, you know, giving some a little bit of freedom, you know, I think, you know, back in the day, you know, people's kids were kind of just forced in a certain direction and it kind of, cloaked their abilities. You know what I mean? To where now, you know, parents are a little bit more interested in giving their kids to make their own decisions, even at a younger age. And I think it's benefited society, you know? So that was something to me that I kind of learned from it that kind of aged the best.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Maybe kids have a little too much freedom, you know, maybe it shouldn't be mama said, but maybe you should listen a little bit what mama said. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Just hear what mama has to say. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. My friend. Exactly. Hey, Tommy, popping in the comments. What up, boys? Crazy tornado warnings where I'm at. Oh, man. Be safe, my friend.
What up, Tommy?
Yes,
good,
sir.
Tornado warning, man. That's scary. Hope you're good there, man. Just hey, we'll get you through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my friend. Yeah. Hey, be safe. You know, get some water. Get some high quality H2O, man. Stock up. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
be safe, brother. We're praying for you for sure. You got any more things that you felt like aged good?
Yeah, I mean, just the most obvious one, drinking water. You know what I mean? you know, when you're dehydrated, when you're hot, when you're sweaty, when you're playing sports, drink water.
Yeah, yeah. Like when Bobby sees the water that the coach is giving, he's like, that is the water that you serve to your players.
And he even wastes the team timeout to make sure the ref is hydrated. You know?
Yeah. I mean? Oh, yeah, yeah. I like it, though, when he's in there talking to Coach Klein and he's like, oh, let me get you some water. And he just busts out the little cup.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is good. He's like, I will do it for free. Just please promise me you'll never give any of that to any human being.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. High quality H2O.
Yes, sir. Tommy says, in my basement watching you guys, life is good. Life is good.
Heard that, Tommy.
Man, pretty intense, I'm sure, if you're sitting in the basement, man. You know, keep us posted, my friend. Keep us posted, brother. Be safe. Be safe. But let's keep it moving, man. Let's go to what aged the worst from this movie. What thing just you feel like in 98 was okay to say or do in a movie, but not in 2024? What do you think?
Yeah, so, you know, specifically the things that they put in the show that probably wouldn't go over as well today, using the R word. You know, it only happened twice, so I'll give them that, you know, because they could have happened a lot. They used idiot a lot. I think idiot was used 20 times, something like that. But the retardville USA, you know, that was
I was trying to think. Okay. I think the quarterback guy said it once too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I had down also too. I mean, felt like an obvious one, but yeah, that I don't think they would. I mean, unless, you know, they might do it in a movie, right? Still.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple, but I'm sure it gets a lot of slack for it.
Yeah. You know, like think of like a movie where they're like trying to portray this guy as like an asshole and he's talking to some special needs.
Yeah, now and even then the people that said it were being portrayed as assholes, and in the end they turned around and be his friends. So right. It's kind of, you know,
yeah.
You gotta give and take a little bit there.
But either way.
Yeah. Something that has aged bad that I don't think there's any give and take from is Farmer Fran partying with the cheerleaders. That, to me, like, the assistant coach is in the dorm with the young, you know, college students. I don't know about all that.
Well, you know what I always say? You know?
Yeah, man, I totally get it. I totally get it.
Makes sense.
They're like riding him like a horse. And,
I forgot about it.
They
yeah.
got the beer and the booze everywhere. I was like, I don't know about the assistant coach being in the dorm like that.
They killed him. Oh god. Yes, any more age the worst here, Trey?
Just a couple things. It's not really about what happened in the movie specifically, but things that were portrayed in the movie that are still terrible to this day.
Sure.
Deadbeat dads. I got that on the list. You know what I mean? You know, dads that leave and never come back and or only come back whenever they're success. You know, that's still not something that we mess with around here.
Yeah, you're right.
And then also Christian brainwashing, right? You know, mama said, this is the devil. You know, they never get to open up their life to the real world and find out that not everything is the devil, mama.
Yeah, no doubt. Thinking about that. The dad, that's a good one, the deadbeat dad one. I was watching the ESPN and that dude, man, geez, that dude is hilarious. Like that Tiger Woods and his daddy.
You just coming back for your fame, Bobby. That's all.
Yep. Then you see where Bobby really got it from. It was mama. Mm-hmm. Mama hit dad a bam. Woo! She even hit a on the way.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Okay. Good stuff. All right, man. What about a scene that you could live without? I tell you what, I was watching the movie and I'm thinking, what's a scene in this movie that I could live without? And it was tough. Was it tough for you?
Oh yeah, it was definitely tough.
What'd you come up with?
So, and you know, and I kind of like the scene, you know, that's the hard part, but it is a scene that makes me cringe a little bit. And so, you know, if they kind of, you know, just clipped it off just a little bit, you know, made it a little less intense, I think I would be okay with it.
Uh-huh.
And that's the barbecue date with Vicky and Mama and the piss covered sheets.
I love that.
I just, to me, that was just a little too much. The sheets were just a little too yellow, man. It was a little too brown for me. I'm like, you know, I don't know. I could have done without it.
Do grown men wear pajamas with Deputy Dog on it?
I happen to love Deputy Dog.
I happen to think Deputy Dog is very sexy.
See, and then clip, cut, Don't talk about the
sheets. You just didn't need to see the sheets, huh?
Just say it. Don't show the sheets. The sheets is really what messed me up.
I got to be honest. I could not come up with one for this, man. Honestly, it was just, I felt like I was watching for one. I really was, but I just felt like every scene needed to be there. I'm sure there was a lot of things that ended up in the cutting room floor that did get cut, but I just loved it all, man. So it was hard for me to choose one. So I did not.
Yeah, a second front runner that I was thinking was the phone call with Captain Insano, but honestly, yeah, that kind of really made it for me. You know what I mean? That moment, that's a good scene to me. Yeah. And so I'm like, the movie could have done without it, and you would have still been a good movie. But that scene right there was a good scene.
I do like when he's talking to Coach, and he's like, "Who's your favorite wrestler?" And he's like, "Well, even though he was slightly discourteous to me, I'd have to say Captain Insano. That would be my guy."
Exactly.
I mean, if they'd have took that out, that
then that whole scene would have been
that line would have worked.
Set, right? It was a setup. It was. Line, bam.
You're right. Setup. Bam. Got it. Okay. All right. Let's think about the replacement. Okay. The replacement. Which actor could have done better? Or let's say, which actor would have done a better job in a certain role in this film? Like a different actor from a different movie. What do you got?
Yeah, man. So first of all, you know, with this kind of situation, thinking about a replacement, you always go to the main character first.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, who could replace Adam Sandler in The Waterboy? And after, you know, a lot of deliberating and everything like that, I could not come up with anybody because his acting was just so spot on. Mm-hmm. No one else is playing Bobby Boucher, and I like it. You know what I mean? That's simple. But I did think, and this is probably going to hurt your feeling just a little bit because I know how much you love Coach Klein.
Oh, no.
But as much as I love Henry Winkler as Coach Klein, I think Eugene Levy would have done a good job as Coach Klein.
Eugene Levy,
the
with
dad from
eyebrows.
American Pie.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he's got that kind of, you know, shy, scared, you know, personality a little bit and awkward. You know, I think he could rock a little Coach Klein role. You know, obviously, Henry Winkler did a great job, and I'm not just crediting him whatsoever, but I think Eugene Levy would do an all right job.
I could see it, I guess. I could see it. It would just, I feel like he could play that just dumbing it up kind of role. I could see it. I definitely could see
him sitting at the table with Mama, you know, thinking about the knee. And then showing his ass, you know, that's giving me Eugene Levy vibes.
I feel like Eugene Levy's got a hairy ass.
I'm
throwing it out there.
Definitely.
With them eyebrows, bro, that ass has got to be hairy, just saying.
You really like it, don't you? All these different asses going on?
No, I'm just saying. Let's just drop it, okay? Eugene Levy, I see it. Okay, so you went a different direction with it. I love Henry Winkler. I love Coach Klein. Glad he got the job as that. But so I went straight at it. I took the main character and I'm like, who could do the job better? And just like you, I said, nobody. It's Adam Sandler. Nobody could do this job better. But who would then? So I started to think, who would I like to see attempt to do this? And I came up with Bill Murray.
Okay.
Bill Murray as the water boy. Couldn't you see it?
Yeah, I mean, I could see a little bit, you know. I mean, obviously, I'm sure that would have been made a little bit previous to 98, but, you know, for him being around that age.
Sure.
I think Bill Murray would do a decent job. Yeah, you're right.
I feel like the character would have taken a different approach with Bill Murray, but Bill Murray is hilarious, dude, and this guy is super funny. So I just think that I would like to see him take on the job as the water boy. Again, Adam Sandler, nobody could take his spot, but I think it'd be interesting to see, don't you?
Yeah, man, definitely. Definitely. I like that take.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So let's move on to your the favorite actor in the movie, right? Who did the best?
My favorite actor specifically, you know, when I first thought about this, before I even rewatched the show, it had to be Blake Clark as Farmer Fran. Right. I mean, I just love it. I love his character. I love everything he does and the way he portrays it. It's hilarious. Yep. I mean, the dude has like no lines. It's just gibberish. I mean, literally, I watched this movie with subtitles and it just said Cajun gibberish. So I love Farmer Fran. But after rewatching it, I decided that my favorite actor in this movie is Fairuza Balk. Vicky Valancourt. I mean, I just, you know, she does such a good job in the role that she plays, and I want her on my team, bro.
She did do a good job, man, and her facial expressions are always interesting and just big, and I like her a lot. Interesting fact, though, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Waterboy, all his love interests hit the double V. Ha, you had that one, huh?
Yes, sir.
Veronica Vaughn. I can't remember the one from Happy Gilmore's name. But then Vicky Valancourt. But I know it was a double V in Happy Gilmore, too. So interesting fact there that I may have stolen from you for later.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to figure out what the meaning behind that is. Like, what is the double V? What does that represent? You know what I mean? It's definitely something I want to look into.
Definitely, definitely. And maybe it's not an Adam Sandler thing. Maybe it's one of the writers kind of thing. His little, maybe his wife's name is VV, and it was his way of throwing it out there. You know, who knows?
Yeah, putting a little Easter egg in there. Yeah,
absolutely. See, baby, that's you. Baby, that's you. Mm-hmm. my favorite actors, and I feel like I didn't get the names like you, but the quarterback and the linebacker guy, you know that. Check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Those
oh,
two
yeah,
guys. I love those guys. And they're always together in movies. Little Nicky, you know. Those two, I think, are my favorite. Just the characters that they play, man. The quarterback, he usually plays a lot goofier of a person in the movies as he progresses. Adam Sandler, I feel like he moves him into more goofier roles. So it's kind of good. It's kind of interesting to see him in a little bit more serious kind of a role, you know?
Yeah, and almost more of a star role than he further leads on to. You know, I feel like he was in a lot of scenes and a big part of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then the other guy, that guy is just hilarious to me. Oh, like in any movie I see him in, he's always got that one eye and he's just, you know, can I get you something to drink, Bobby? I have a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
You didn't make a joke, Bobby.
Yes, I did. That guy he just hits it, man. Let's see, man. Best song from the movie, Trey. There was a lot of good ones, man. When I was listening, man, there was a lot of good ones. What'd you come up with?
Yeah, so I've got two that I kind of bounce back on. First one is Born on the Bayou, you know, the opening song. It portrays Louisiana. It gets you in the vibe. It gets you in the Cajun style. But honestly, my favorite hit that they dropped was Ring My Bell. Okay. And that's the throwback with the 70s froze, you know, when he's doing the flashback with Coach Klein and Coach Bogey.
Ring my bell. Ring my bell. Yeah.
That's a good hit.
Hey, look at the balls on this guy hitting the high notes live on YouTube. I like it. I like it. That was good. It fit perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's hit my best song. Now, we kind of talked about this scene a little bit earlier, but it's when Bobby comes back at halftime, man, and then they hit the field, and you hit that bang rush, Tom Sawyer. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Today's Tom Sawyer, me, right. And that's when it's on.
Get you hyped up, get you ready in the game.
I seen that movie a million times. I still was like, let's go, Bobby.
Awesome.
Definitely the best song from there, man, for sure. Now, does it deserve a sequel? A sequel to The Waterboy? Does it deserve one, Trey?
Yeah, man. You know, I was thinking about this. I was sitting down and really trying to figure out, you know, what could be a good sequel for this. And honestly, I came up with nothing. I mean, it's a good storyline. You know, it has a good ending. It has a solid portrayal. But I'm under the impression you have a good sequel.
Look, here's the question. Does it deserve a sequel? The answer is no, it does not. It was a great movie, perfectly done. But let's say they decided to make a sequel, okay? You take out the end part when Daddy comes back, and that's the sequel, bro. Daddy, he comes, he's married, whatever. Daddy comes and says, hey, let's go watch it on the ESPN. You know what I mean? And he actually goes to the pros. And, I mean, that whole story, you know what I mean? That could be the sequel. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, or even now you got my little imagination tinkering, and I'm thinking of, you know, Bobby Boucher down in New Orleans. You know what I mean? He's out on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
You know, partying with the strippers. And Vicky Valancourt shows up and kills them all, you know? I can see it.
No doubt. Hey, 420 Fantasy Hustler popping in. What up, peeps?
What up, Huss?
Talking about the Waterboy. It's the off-season, baby, man. We're hitting some sports movie reviews. Do your boys a favor. Hit the like button. Subscribe if you haven't done so already. I already know you're subscribed, my dude. But yeah, I mean, Daddy comes and they go to the pros. Wouldn't that be interesting? Waterboy 2, Daddy's back. Daddy says.
Yeah, as long as there's got to be a cameo to a voodoo woman named Phyllis. Okay, because I need to know what she looks like, man. I got to know.
That's kind of one of those unanswered questions. What does the voodoo woman named Phyllis really look like?
And is she even real? Did Daddy just make her up like he made up all the other things?
I feel like she's hot, but after seeing him, I mean, he is older. You know, we're talking about the young days. You know, she might have been, you know, cute, you know?
Yeah, or maybe, you know, she was good looking, but also didn't have a place to live, and Daddy hooked her up. You know, she had a little corner shop with her voodoo set up, reading, card reading and everything. And Daddy come along, and he was like, hey, I got a place for you to stay, you
know? yeah, you know, and, you know, maybe I do some voodoo from time to time.
Yeah, I like it.
I love when you're watching that and Bobby's reading it for the first time and you look up at Kathy Bates and she's like mouthing it. A voodoo woman named Phyllis. Like
city living in a voodoo woman named
like she's read it.
She's read it, bro. Yeah, she's read that thing probably every day since he left.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But yeah, that would be interesting, man. Now let's think about this, man. Make a real life player comparison to Bobby Boucher. What do you think, man?
Yeah, so, you know, thinking about this, I was trying to think of, you know, obviously, a defensive player that, you know, is just real aggressive, you know, hard hitter, you know, but it's hard because you think of the personality of Bobby. He's really an angel, mm-hmm. But he just wants, you know, he gets picked on a lot, so he wants to release that energy. But the only guy that I could think of that could strike the kind of fear in the quarterback that Bobby strikes the fear in the quarterback is Max Crosby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, I watched interviews with Patrick Mahomes and several other quarterbacks talking about who's the scariest defense. They all say Max Crosby. And that's Bobby Boucher over there. I'm sorry, Mama. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro. You're right, dude. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes perfect sense. Max Crosby, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm dissing on Max Crosby just because, like, I feel like he's not like that. But when it comes to the character, I feel like you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Striking the fear in the quarterback. I mean, that's what Bobby does, and that's what Max does.
Mm-hmm. I put down someone who's actually in the movie, and that's Lawrence Taylor. You know, Lawrence Taylor. I want to say Micah Parsons, you know, also.
Yeah, I feel that. But honestly, like, you know, I mean, when he's striking fear, I'm thinking, you know, you know, Micah Parsons is a scary dude, and a lot of people talk about how good he is, mm-hmm. but they don't talk about how scary he is.
And not like a linebacker, but Aaron Donald, maybe. Yeah.
No, that, I like it. I like the Aaron Donald.
He's not a linebacker, but he definitely strikes fear, you know, in the hearts of them. Actually, interesting, the Bobby Boucher, the character, was actually based off of a linebacker named LeVar Arrington. He played for the Giants. He mentioned that he was prepping for the role, Adam Sandler came and watched their practices at Penn State. So Bobby Boucher, you know, he was like, I guess, watching just the way he tackled, the way he came in. So it's very loosely based on LeVar Arrington. So
yeah.
Interesting.
Very much so.
Now compare the movie team to a team this past season. Did you come up with anything for that one?
I didn't come up with anything on the team. I was focused on the player.
You went for the player. Okay. So I did a team. Now it really maybe doesn't make sense, but I was thinking like the Lions or something were terrible and then came back and started to be great. You know what I mean? It's not like they got like a missing piece that made them great unless you consider the coach the missing piece, yeah. You know, but I don't know. That's just kind of something I was throwing around. Doesn't really make a ton of sense, but what are you going to do?
It's got you thinking. What are they putting in the water in Detroit?
Last game of the year, Trey. Can't hold anything back now.
We know.
He like covers the thing. No. All right, man. Now it's time for the Johnny Lawrence Award. This is the villain, the actual villain, or are they being gaslit? That's the Johnny Lawrence Award. Trey, who do you got winning the Johnny Lawrence Award in this movie?
So to break down the Johnny Lawrence Award, the first thing you have to do is decide who the villain is in the movie. And to me, it's Coach Red Bouillou.
Mr. Red Bouillou?
Yeah. He's got to be the villain, man. Out of everybody, to me, you know, a little bit kind of the quarterback for Bobby's team at first, kind of the villain, but they become friends. Everything works out. But Red Bouillou really is the villain. And I have to say he is definitely the villain and nowhere as close to being a hero.
You're 100% right. I mean, you might even be able to say Mama is kind of, you know, the villain a little bit too, to right, Bobby and, you know, to everybody until the end of the movie, obviously. But I agree with you. Red Bouillou is the villain, and the guy had zero redeemable qualities. You saw nothing good come out of him, not even an ounce of it. You know, sometimes in movies they'll portray a bad guy, but they'll give you his reasoning, like why he's the way he is. But this guy, he's just an asshole, bro.
No, and even when he sees Bobby on TV playing football, you know, he doesn't think like, did I make a mistake 18 years ago? You see it on his face. He's just pissed off that someone else got the opportunity.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He ain't thinking that I should have done this years ago. He's thinking why they have him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, bro. Exactly. Exactly,
man. Villain mentality.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Red Bouillou, you're fired.
Fired!
All right, buddy. Let's talk about a souvenir from the movie. If you could take a souvenir from The Waterboy, what would you take?
Yeah, man. So I had a couple ideas here. You know, as I was watching it, I was thinking of things that I would want. First thing that I thought would be pretty cool to have is Bobby Boucher's lawnmower. tuned up with Vicky Valancourt. You know, that sucker was zooming down the street,
literally
bro.
Put that, bro. The lawnmower. And yeah, I thought there's no way you were going to get that.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, dude. That thing's, I mean, the boat obviously is cool, but like, you know, I don't live around too much water, even though it rode on land.
Yeah.
But the lawnmower, bro, is just zooming down the street. That was a good one. The pop-up satchel, you know, the pop-up cup, and he's got the, with the water, you know, the little belt
getup,
holster.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole getup. I think that would be cool to just have around in just case you need some high quality H2O.
How about the water from the Arctic that Bobby gave to Vicky?
That's the number one on my list. That's what I have to have. It's a water from a glacier in Alaska blessed by an Eskimo man.
Are you sure it wasn't blessed by a voodoo woman named Phyllis?
I mean, I'm not here to speculate. I'm just saying I want a drink of that water.
That's really number one on your list?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I got the lawnmower, and then I got the glacier thing, and then I've got a Mud Dog's jersey or a hat. SCLSU hat.
Even one of the water bottle beer hats, you know, with the Mud Dogs on the front. That'd be something cool to rock.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, man. I would love to have a Bobby Boucher jersey just hanging up right here. You know, like that's my favorite player.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, where are they now? Where can you find the people that were in these movies now? You'll find them in more Adam Sandler's movies,
yeah,
honestly.
100%.
Just keep watching, buddy. Keep watching, and you'll find out. I think I skipped this one, man. A quote that lives on. I am so sorry. That's an important one. How could I miss it? A quote that lives on. I think we got the same one. You want to say it at the same time?
Well, I've got like four here because it was just too difficult.
I want you to use your powers.
Okay, so the one to me that stands out the most, that is the most iconic and the one I've heard the most outside of, besides me and you conversating about it, I definitely have it, but I don't know if it's the same.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What do you got?
All right. So the top of the tippy tippy top has to be, she showed me her boobies and I liked him too.
Okay. I'm glad we didn't do the same time thing because that's not what I was going to say. But that is a good one. She showed me her boobies and I liked them
too.
Look,
when I was in high school, I knew like three people. That was their ringtone for their text messages. Their phone would go off and she showed me her boobies and I liked them too.
Oh, God. In the middle of class?
Oh, yeah.
A teacher didn't get mad about that.
I'm sure they did. I mean, you know, we were hooligans back in the day.
What was that? Nothing.
The medulla oblongata.
Okay, so my quote that lives on, and this is the one I thought you were gonna say, but glad we didn't do same time, but it's gotta be, you can do it. Is that on your list?
Yeah, it's definitely on my list. And to me, like, I get completely where you're coming from. And the reason why I didn't put it at the top is because it's more of a, I mean, you're right, though. It lives on, but it lives on through so many other movies. And I was trying to do, you know, Waterboy specific. And that I mean, you can, there's 15 movies that has that quote in it. But that's why it's so iconic.
That's true. That is true. But it started in The Waterboy. Guys, if you didn't know, You Can Do It started in The Waterboy. I don't know if that was a line written or Rob Snyder just belted it out, but it became a classic line and lived on in infamy. The Animal. Did you ever see The Animal with Rob Snyder? Did you ever? Did you notice Adam Sandler?
Exactly. I was literally just about to go there because that, in my memory, is the first time I ever remember hearing that You Can Do It. And it was Adam Sandler saying it. And it took me to realize for a couple of years before I realized Rob Schneider was actually the first person to do it. because I used to watch The Animal all the time when I was a kid.
That was a good one. I liked The Animal. That was a good one. Badger Milk? but yeah. You got some more quotes.
I got a couple more. Okay. So visualize an attack. Had to put that out there because, you know, people use that all the time. You know, in football today, you know, they're in something. They need them to get their head in the game. But look, man, visualize an attack. You know what I mean? And that's a good one. And then also, I had Big City Living and a Voodoo Woman Named Phyllis, which is really not that iconic, but I love that quote. Had to throw it in there. And lastly, Captain and Shane, who shows no mercy.
yeah, that's a good one. I really think I agree with you, though, about the first one you said, being the tippy top. You know, show me your
boobies, and I like them, too.
yeah, I definitely heard that in a bunch of places, for sure, man.
Yeah, that's the one, like, if my friend group, you know, when I was in school and hanging out or whatever, we'd just be saying that to each other. It'd be stupid. And so that one really stuck in my head.
Yes, sir. Now, let's see. Is this the main actor's best movie? Adam Sandler, is The Waterboy his best movie? That's a tough one.
It is, but, you know, honestly, there's just too many. Yeah. I can't put this one at number one. I can't stand on the hill and die on that one. It's a great one. It's a great Adam Sandler movie, but I can't stand for it to be the best.
Top 10?
I would say top 10 for sure.
Top 5?
That's where it's tough, man. There's so many good ones. It's hard, but I think it could work its way into the 5 spot if I really sat down and broke it down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, could you, if I asked you if you could think of the best Adam Sandler movie, could you?
We don't go there yet. We'll hit you up on the next Adam Sandler.
Yeah, definitely. I think Little Nicky has to be in there somewhere.
Little Nicky is in my top 5 personally, 100%.
Bro, I literally said that in this comment posted off Facebook user, my favorite Adam Sandler movie is Little Nicky.
Yeah, and honestly, kind of the most nostalgic for me. I love me some Little Nicky, man. I don't know why when I grew up, I just thought that was, honestly, I thought it was a movie that I wasn't allowed to watch, and so I felt good watching it
because it was about the devil.
Exactly.
I love that movie. That is a good one. I think I need to watch that soon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, buddy, how about this? How about a movie secret you didn't know?
Yeah, so a couple of mine on my list here. You already kind of spilled the beans on throughout the show, but I still got a couple here. At the top of the list, something that I didn't know, that this film is the highest grossing sports comedy of all time. That shocked me. There's so many sports comedies out there. Obviously, this is a great one, but I didn't know it was the highest grossing.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool to know.
Yeah.
And also, Henry Winkler's role as Coach Klein came about after he was mentioned in Adam Sandler's huge hit, The Hanukkah Song. He was so happy that Sandler referenced him and his Jewish heritage. He called Sandler to thank him, where Sandler asked him to read the script for Coach Klein, and he immediately accepted the job. And they've been doing movies ever since.
They really have. And Henry Winkler really hadn't done anything notable since The Fonz and Happy Days. He did a couple of little roles here and there, but nothing really that was, you know, big at all. So you might even say Adam Sandler and him, they kind of restarted
his career.
Yeah, and he's such a good guy. If you have ever listened to him on a podcast, Henry Winkler is a great guy. Henry Winkler, hit us up, man, if you want to come on the show.
Yeah, and actually his biography came out not that long ago. I thought about buying it and just reading it because he is really a great guy. I mean, I actually just watched a movie the other day that I've seen several times because it's a Kevin James movie who I love. Here Comes the Boom. You know, Henry Winkler does a great job in that movie playing the music teacher.
He really does. He's like a music teacher who's also kind of got a problem. You know what I mean? I love it. It just fits. Facebook user, top Adam Sandler movies in my opinion. Oh man, they're starting to belt them off. Hey, while you're putting these top 10 on here, hit the like button for us and let me know who the heck this is, Facebook user.
For sure.
And they put number one, Little Nicky. Yep, Little Nicky's in there for sure. Okay, so I kind of told you one of the things that I had. I kind of spilled the beans myself. And it was the Vicky Valancourt tattoo upside down is the Wiccan sign for water. Did you have that?
I did have that, actually. and one thing that you did not mention.
I got another one.
Is that the tattoo being on the left arm symbolizes love. Hmm. So literally just showing her left shoulder to Bobby screams that she loves water.
Well, then they're perfect for each other.
Exactly.
Haley, that's Haley over there on Facebook popping in with some Adam Sandler movies. Keep them coming and hit that like button, girl. Okay, so I got another one here. A movie secret. The original plot. You got this one?
No.
Oh, I got you. The original plot actually took place in the 1950s and not in Louisiana, but in New England. So it was going to be kind of in a black and white. And it just feels like it would have been a whole different kind of movie, you know? Interesting.
Is that the one where the lady tried to sue them for stealing the idea and then lost in court?
No, I think that...
Because they did get sued by a lady who was saying that they stole her idea.
No, that was something different.
She ended up not winning in court and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, that was something different. It was that the water boy was written off of a character of her grandfather's or something like that. Yeah. Like it was copied, but they lost in court. It was thrown out.
Yeah, because the water boy was written off an SNL skit.
Right, yeah. It was a mix between Cajun Boy and there was like a kicker song that Adam Sandler had done.
It wasn't Water Boy. It was like the Towel Boy or something.
Cajun Boy?
Okay,
yeah, Cajun Boy. Yeah, it was good. I mean, I watched all those back in the day, those Adam Sandler's things, you know, and they were all good. So good stuff. Great stuff. Let's see. What keeps you coming back? You mentioned earlier you've seen The Waterboy a million times. What makes you keep coming back and watching it?
I mean, obviously, the whole picture of football and comedy, two of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler. And his greatness, you know, I there's not pretty much a single Adam Sandler movie. Just, you know, we were talking about best Adam Sandler movies. Mr. Deeds is one of my all time favorites. Just flashed through my head. I've got to put that in my top three minimum. I love Mr. Deeds. And I think it's a very underrated Adam Sandler film that not a lot of people watch. But I love Mr. Deeds.
You're 100% right, bro. I'm obsessed with that movie, dude. I watched that one. More than I've watched The Waterboy, I've seen Mr. Deeds. Oh, yeah. I love that movie. And that's actually based off of an old movie, too. I don't know if you knew that was like Longfellow Deeds Comes to Town or something.
No, I did not. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of based off of that. So, yeah, I agree. I love Mr. Deeds. The thing that keeps you coming back is it's just Adam Sandler. I mean, and it's one of his older movies before, you know, he got to be the great Adam Sandler. Yeah. Like he was famous, he was popular, he was funny, but nowadays he's iconic. And exactly. I feel like this is one of the characters that helped morph him into an iconic figure, you know?
100%, 100%. And I've also got on here, my mama said, you know, I come back just to hear that a couple times. You know, my mama said.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the way, yeah, just his, everything he does, man. It's, he did it perfectly. Perfectly. 100%. You imagine Bill Murray up there telling my mama said.
Yeah. I can't even do it.
I know. Oh my gosh. Good stuff, man. It was good. This was fun.
Yeah, man. Great show. I'm excited to do some more, man.
Yeah.
This definitely had a good time. Let us know if you liked it out there and you want to see us do more sports podcast reviews. We're going to do them regardless, but come back around if you want to watch.
Yeah, throw it down in the comments if you have a recommendation for a sports podcast, a sports movie that your boys can review and have some fun doing for you guys. So, again, I'm going to tell you, please don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to Fourth and Flicks. Now, man, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. Let's send them out the way we always do, Trey. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
My mama said peace.
Let's go. I wake up to a little bit of drool on my pillow, feel like it's gonna be a bad day. Yeah, I'm tired of shit, and the coffee ain't hit yet, damn, ain't that great. I don't wanna go to work, cause my boss is a jerk, and I'm not even that paid. I need a change in my life, cause I don't feel alive, and there's nothing that makes me happy. Oh, hold my beer for a minute. I'm about to quit my job, cash in for a ticket. I'm going on a trip and I don't plan to visit. I'm gonna stay there till I feel like I'm winning all. And this is just the beginning. I need a big change, help me feel like living. I need a big swing, home runs I'm hitting. And I'll never look back, moving on till I get it all.
Cut, print, that's a wrap.